getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
All righty, here we go once again. Time for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I got the polka records. Hopefully you got the sound cranked up. We're going to have some fun here for an hour. Glad you're along with for another week. What do we have in store for you this week? I don't know. I got Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatone's going to start us out here. What else? I got a thing with the Duluth Accordionaires, if you remember them. They actually turned up in a little news clip this week I'm going to play for you once we get into the show. What else is going on? I don't know. Been a good week up here in northern Minnesota. Hope it's been a good week wherever you're at. I told you we'd just get started with the Versatone, so let's. You might remember this as a pop hit record. I want to say early 70s. I'm trying to remember who did it. Never-ending Song of Love for You. What was that? Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. Does that sound right? Man, I'm straining my brain cells to come up with something that complicated this early in the show, but you'll probably recognize this song. Here it's done up polka style from Eddie's Versatones.
I've got a never-ending love for you, and from now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. After all this time of being alone, we're gonna love one another, live for each other from now on. You'll be mine, I'll be yours, all of the time. I've got a never-ending love for you, and from now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. All I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. After all this time of being alone, we're gonna love one another, live for each other from now on. You'll be mine, I'll be yours, all of the time. I've got a all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you.
There you go, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones there. Got a never-ending song of love for you here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Do you remember that as a pop hit? I actually managed to, you know, I got besides a million polka records, I got a million other records floating around here that I can find, and I was actually able to find it. Let me quick slip this onto the other turntable. I'm just going to play a little bit of the pop version of it, just in case you don't remember it. But it was 1971, and this is, let me see here. Yeah. I feel like a hippie already.
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want. First time we met, I knew I'd have a never-ending love for you. I've got a never-ending love.
All right, you remember that one? Anyway, that's just a little sidelight there. That does not actually count for anything. I just thought I'd throw that in there. I love the harmony singing in the Eddie Blazancic version anyway. A little polka style for you there. All right, Tom Duda and his orchestra up next. You almost never hear from these cats anywhere. They just made a few records back in the day. And we just happen to have one of them laying around here. Let's roll it, Tom Duda and the orchestra. It's the Out of His Mind Polka. There you go, Tom Duda on the orchestra there, and the Out of His Mind Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. I was just going to look here on the record because there's more information about him on here, I think. Tom Duda and his orchestra from Dubois, Pennsylvania. That's where they're from. And the record company is Royden Records out of Lamont, Pennsylvania. I'm looking for a year on this one. And I'm not seeing one, but there's a zip code. And that's a tip-off that the record's not too old. Sometimes you find, right, they remember the zone system at Minneapolis 13, Minnesota, you know, before it was that little bit of time there in between the zip codes and the no codes. We had the zone system for a while. And you know you got a good record if it doesn't have anything at all. It just has a city and a state. Then you know you got some hot stuff. Anyway, good week up here in northern Minnesota. Weather's been good. Sunshine, unusually warm temperature. Things are starting to be kind of normal. A weird week for me. I bought something I always wanted. I got a banjo, which is totally out of character for me. Well, I guess not, because I'm kind of nuts. But over the years, I've played in a lot of oldies rock and roll bands. But I've always wanted to play a banjo. And hey, if you want to play any Frankie Yankovic tunes, you got to have a banjo in the band. But a couple of friends of mine were going to get together and try to do some, don't tell anybody, folk music. And I thought, well, I could probably play a banjo. So, yeah, I bought a banjo. Check it out here. Doesn't that sound musical? It's almost in tune. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where that goes. But banjo is useful in polka, folk music, even rock and roll. Steve Martin did blues songs with a banjo. Anything's possible. So We'll see. Hats off to the Deering Banjo Company. Made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Instead of cheaping out and getting one of those Chinese ones. Ooh, that would look terrible. So we'll see how it goes. So it's going to be a weird week. Maybe a few months from now, I'll be able to do a little banjo song on the show for you. Could probably, we have the banjo polka is a good song. Anyway, let's get back to playing something. That's enough of me yakking. This record got a couple of scratches in it. I think it should play okay, though. The New Yorkers is another one of those songs that you normally don't think of as a polka. This is the Hello Dolly Polka.
Zwróciłaś do mnie, jesteś śliczna, lalka, my to wiemy, lalka, jesteś młoda, jesteś piękna, jesteś samotna, w głowie mi się kręci jak muzyka, gra moją starą, ulubioną piosenkę. Dajcie je ręki, bracia, dajcie twoje serce, bracia, lalko moja, nie odpuszczaj nas.
A pretty fancy accordioning in the middle of that one there. The New Yorkers and a Hello Dolly Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. Want to talk about quickly World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop in and pay them a visit if you have the opportunity. If you don't have the opportunity, pay them a visit online. Because it's pretty amazing. There's a lot of information at their website. You can shop the gift shop. You can see pictures of some of the displays in the museum. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them online. So that's pretty easy to remember. So check them out. I mentioned coming up later in the show, I'm going to play a tune from the Duluth Accordionaires. As soon as I get organized, an orchestra of 23 accordion players. And I heard a little thing in the news about them this week, and I was going to play that clip for you and then play a tune, so that's coming up. But, you know, Duluth, Minnesota, Superior, Wisconsin, right across the bridge from each other. So while you're visiting World of Accordions Museum in Superior, go across the bridge, taking the sights at Duluth. Maybe go visit up the north shore of Lake Superior. Fun place to go. Take the family, or don't, if you want some peace and quiet, whatever works out for you. But check out their website, worldofaccordions.org is where you find it all. Don Peachy's orchestra, been one of my favorites for like 40 years or more. And just something fun about their songs. They just seem so fun and so wholesome at the same time. I don't know. Wholesome. I'm going to play a song called Last Night on the Back Porch. Wow, what was going on there anyway, huh? Don Peachy and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Thank you. love her in the morning and I love her at night. I love her in the evening when the stars are shining bright. I love her in the springtime and I love her in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I loved her best of all. I love her in the springtime and love her in the fall. But last night on the back porch, I loved her best of all.
Don Peachy's orchestra there. Don's doing the singing. And last night on the back porch, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. The flip side of that record, though, is the Dixieland Polka. Janie sings that one. And I like the other side, too. You know, I'm going to do with this record right now while I'm thinking of it, is I'm going to take it, instead of putting it over here in my done pile, I'm going to put it over here on the bottom of the pile. So next week, it'll come around again. I can play the other side. Does that sound like a deal? Sure, meet me here then. We'll play the other side of that one. All right, let's do Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. I guarantee you there's some banjo in this one. I should be practicing as soon as I figure out how. Here's Frank. And this is an oldie, an old, old oldie. Everything we play is an oldie because everything on the show, I'm coming off of phonograph records. Nothing digital, no CDs. We play actual records here on the show. And this is one of those 45s, goes back to the early days of Columbia Records. In the, you know, RCA invents the 45s, and they introduce them in the late 40s. And, of course, at the same time, Columbia comes out with the LP and introduces them about the same time. There's the Battle of the Speeds. Finally, everybody gives in, licenses everything to each other, and they're all making records. But this is one of the early 45s where they're really clearly recorded, but the volume is very quiet. So you got to turn it way up. So I'll take care of that from this end. There's Frankie and the Yanks. Hey!
Thank you.
There you go, Mr. Yankovic there with his Yanks and the Valley Spring Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I received an email here. It was kind of disturbing to me, and I thought I would share it with you because, you know, not only do we like to entertain every week here on the Oompa Hour, but I do like to be informative as well. And I have an email here that says, I need to upgrade the firmware in my Philips light bulbs. I don't have any Philips light bulbs, to my knowledge, but they have light bulbs that change color, and apparently you put them in a lamp, and they have, like, Wi-Fi in the light bulbs themselves, and they connect to the network in your house. So you can use an app in your phone to dim and change the color of the light bulbs in your house. Why is this necessary? Is my first question. But the email says a newly found vulnerability could let a hacker inject malware into your home network through your Philips Hue light bulbs. A patch is now available. And I'm thinking, you know, I do not have any light bulbs that connect to any kind of a network. They just light up. That's all they do. It's all I ask of my light bulbs. So, jeez. Anyway, hey, you know, we always get a waltz into every show. And what with being Valentine's season and all that kind of stuff, why not throw in a little sappy tune? You ready for a slow one? I know you are. I have Fritz Bechtel in the orchestra. Off an old Decca 45 from the 50s. The prettiest girl in Idaho. I have no idea if anybody's listening in Idaho, but if you are, here you go.
The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. No wonder I learned to love her so, love her so, love her so. No wonder I learned to love her so, she's pretty as she can be. Ruby lips and golden hair, eyes of blue, skin so fair. She's a girl beyond compare. That's easy to see. The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. Girl in Idaho promised to marry me.
There you have it, Fritz Bechtel and the orchestra, the prettiest girl in Idaho. Ah, lovely song here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us again. In case you just discovered this, this actually happens every single week, all right? Hey, don't forget you get in touch with us, too, here at the Oompa Hour. Couple of ways to do that. Easy way nowadays, you can email to oompahour@aol.com. And if that doesn't work for you, you can call and leave a voice message or text to area code 218-259-2985. And if that's not your cup of tea, you're welcome to look us up on Facebook, too. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So there you go. All those ways. You got a request, a dedication, question, comment. I don't care. Whatever. Those are all the ways you get touched with us here. Now, we just heard about the prettiest girl in Idaho. Promised to marry him and everything. Oh, it was such a romantic song. Johnny Vadnell and his orchestra. Maybe not so romantic. This is the Two-Timing You Polka.
two time in me. If that's what you choose to do, baby, I've got news for you. Two time in you, I know you're two time in me. You're untrue, but I'm telling you that I'm two time in, two time in two, I'm two time in you.
Johnny Vadnell and his orchestra, the Two Time in You Polka. Now, that's not a good Valentine's era song, but anyway, it is what it is. Now, I told you I had the Duluth Accordionaires coming up. Let's do this before I get any more confused. I had not pulled a Duluth Accordionaires record for the show today, but earlier this morning, I was listening to the radio, and there's just a little, I guess it's a vignette. It's not really a program. It's a vignette, I think. It's called The Minnesota Connection, and they talk about interesting news things that happened in Minnesota over the years. And today's show was about the Duluth Accordionaires. And I heard this on the radio, and I thought, I haven't played the Duluth Accordionaires for a long, long time. And I'll play this little clip. And then, I'll play the clip and roll right into the record. How's that? So they're kind of talking about them. It's an orchestra of 23 accordion players, and they got together in the 50s in Duluth. They've toured all over the world, and they were on the Johnny Carson Show and stuff, and I have one of their albums right here, the Duluth Accordionaires on tour, Behind the Iron Curtain. This album was recorded live in concert while they were touring Russia, back when it was still called Russia. And I have them doing the Sakyarvan Polka. I think I pronounced that right. So I'm going to roll into that polka from the Duluth Accordionaires right out of this clip. I got in touch with the folks at the Minnesota News Network where they do this show, and I got this little clip of the show, and it's just a minute long. So give this a listen, and we'll roll right into the Duluth Accordionaires. So here we go. If I push the right button. That's clearly not the right button. Let's try this one.
The Minnesota Connection is brought to you by Minnesota News Network. The cover for the album called Music to Eat Pizza By heralded the work as a new sound with 23 accordions. But wasn't just any 23 accordions. They were the Duluth Accordionaires. When the musicians arrived in the Chicago studio originally to put pizza down on wax, RCA staff were skeptical, but amazement and tapping feet quickly replaced the quizzical looks once the 23 men and the unique instruments they carried began to play. Originating in 1950, the Accordionaires were welcomed at venues worldwide, including Japan and the Soviet Union. On February 6, 1967, the group returned to the North Shore for a triumphant hometown concert. There were more recordings, more tours, and even an eventual visit to the Johnny Carson Show. And that's Minnesota's connection to a unique musical troupe. I'm J.W. Cox from Minnesota News Network.
There you go. The Duluth Accordionaires there with a little clip from the Minnesota News Network before the record. That is the Sakyarvan Polka, I think, if I'm even close to pronouncing that right. I don't know. I'm taking a shot at it anyway. Hey, you're with us for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We play all records every show, and we do it every week. So wherever you happen to be listening, we're glad you're with us for another week. Let's do Walter Ostenek. This is the Alpine Club Polka. There you go, Walter Ostenek there in the Alpine Club Polka. You're listening to Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Whether you're listening to, you're listening on a radio or a podcast or a downcast or an upcast or web streaming, I don't know, in your canoe if you're streaming the stream, get it? It's a little pun, very little actually. Hank Thenander over here on turntable number one. This is called I Want Some Lovin'.
I want some kissing, I wanna be in someone's arms. I'm over 20, and I've got plenty, but how can I show off my charms? I got nobody, I need somebody, I know that I could treat her right. I need some loving, some lovey-doving, I'm tired of staying home at night. Somebody, I
know that I could treat her right. I need some loving, some lovey-dovin'. I'm tired of staying home.
There you go, little Hank Thenander. It doesn't come up on the show nearly often enough there. I want some lovin' here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Let's see, I gotta pay attention to the old clock here. Sometimes I tend to get so busy digging through the records, I forget to see what time we're on here. All right, let's do the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. You think I said that right? Ha! When in doubt, slur. This is the Cousin Stan Polka. There you go, the Cousin Stan Polka, Frank Wojnarowski's orchestra. That's a mouthful, even if you're saying it right. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I was going to look up the commercial for this, and I didn't. Do you remember back in the 70s, Budweiser had a commercial, When You Say Bud? Remember that? Well, that was a take of a song called When You Say Love. And here's that song done up as a polka by the Sound Express.
Found a special one, and that you care enough to give your very best. When you say love, there's not another word that said so much, 'cause that four-letter word means happiness. Your heart is given wings to touch the sky, higher than the eagle ever flies. If
try to make a magic word, you'll find you said it all when you say love. It means you found a special one and that you care enough to give your very best. When you say love, there's not another word that said so much, 'cause that four-letter word means happiness. Your heart is given wings to touch the sky higher than the eagle ever flies. If you took everything you've learned and tried to make a magic word, you'll find you've said it all when you say love.
All right, there you go. The Sound Express there, When You Say Love. And I found it. Man, I tell you, I am digging around looking for a lot of weird stuff during the show today. But maybe you remember this commercial from back in the 70s, huh? Let me see if I can find the right buttons to push this time. Here we go.
When you say but, you've said a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say but, you've gone as far as you can go to get the very best. When you say but, you've said the word that means you like to do it all. When you say but, it means you want the beer that's got a taste that's number one. When you say but, you tell the world you know what makes it all the way. When you say but, you say you care enough to only want the king of beers. There is no other one, there's only something less, because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
There is no other one, there's only something less, because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
Do you remember that commercial? Well, you do now. That's clearly going to be stuck in your head the rest of the day. All right, we got a couple more records to try to squeak in here into the Oompa Hour. And even though that was a commercial, obviously Budweiser, unfortunately, is not a sponsor of the Oompa Hour. So before we get back here with Ray Dorsner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman, we ought to play the real commercials.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, let's see if we can't squeak a couple more into the show here. I promised you Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Here they are. This is the Two Canaries Polka. Push the button before you talk, ding dong. There you go with the the Two Canaries Polka, Ray Dorschner, and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Think we can probably squeak in one more. Let me take a look at the old clock on the wall. Yeah, we're getting close. Yeah, maybe a couple more, huh? We'll see. Let's do this one first, and we'll see where we land. Here's the Harmony Kings Polka Band. This is the Springtime Polka. A little early for that, but we can hope, right? right, there we go. Yeah, Harmony Kings. I get all, there's so many groups with kings in the name, Polka Kings. I get confused. Harmony Kings Polka Band, Springtime Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time radio show here. Look at that, the Polka Tunes record label. All right, well, I think we're going to squeak in one more. How about a quick round of Roll Out the Barrel from Lil Wally on a record that does not credit the Lucky Harmony Boys with him on this one, huh? This is an old Lil Wally 45 here. Let's see if she plays. We'll just squeak this one into the end here of the old Oompa Hour this week. And according to that record, without the Lucky Harmony Boys, although they are on the song on the flip side. But anyway, there you have it. I think that's going to bring us to the close of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week. Man, we had a lot of extra stuff in the show this week, huh? We had a beer commercial. We had a little clip of news. We had some banjo playing. What the heck more could you want?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it all over again next week, except with a different stack of records, of course. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.